Michael Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about automation report. Now, this has been a long-running podcast, perhaps very few listeners overall. However, it's good to chat through what you're trying to do. It helps you plan ahead. So it started off with actual just introducing LabVIEW or C++ programming such that you could just inject your podcast in. It would manage the podcast, the name, the publication, conversion of your podcast into MP3 format, or it is MP3 format, but you want things slapped on either side of it, produced, archived, and put away. So published, put out, and then a little bit more that it was recorded in one program, and then assembled and put into an app, a telephone app, and that can sit. It's a fundamental technology. Whether people take it up is another thing. This is a new generation of apps based on a new understanding of mathematics. In fact, there's this numbers, the use of these numbers to act as navigation aids within a logical argument, not analysis of the logical argument. The maths is actually within the logical argument, and the ability of that to actually transform anything into a telephone app has been used ahead, and it's one of those things that you're in a sort of a range of unusual situations. You're in a range of cognitive rehab without a cognitive rehab program to support you, and to achieve these where it's not necessarily well thought out. So that's meant that I've practiced podcasting to be able to speak coherently and on a topic for a while, and also get thoughts flowing in general forum. Something that sort of bespoke, minimal, fragmented cognitive rehab doesn't do. And of course, in order to do that, you have to have an authentic audience, which by having it podcasting, you do believe you have an audience, but then also just cut down the time required inside time, which is cognitively not very stimulating, sort of going through computers and converting across. And so that's taken a long time. Now, the fundamental concept of having a generic problem and then looking at how it can be solved and then exploring it and coming up with a solution rather than actually synthesizing a solution rather than just finding the solution and sort of looking at the different solutions up. That's the fundamental research scientist approach and two problems. And so very much in the lexicon in the world of people who exist without research scientists at all in their population of people who are around the place. They have the baker, the candlestick maker, the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker, all those sorts of things. They don't have the research scientist in there who goes around and reconfigures the next generation of technology, positions that occur due to the research scientists are not the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker. They're a conceptualization of society beyond what's here. And so coming in here, one would, if you spoke to someone who didn't understand research science, didn't understand maths, they would be supportive, but to the best of their knowledge, which they freely give out, they will say, look, that's not a worthwhile way to go. So you've got the thing of slowly working away. So I've slowly worked away on that and produced the LabVIEW to produce it. So I put the dictaphone, which I've just looked at the signal from, and I've just adjusted it so it'll perhaps produce a nicer sound at the end of this. You put it into the computer and then it basically publishes it, and that means that you can publish it at sufficiently high speed to up the level of flow going through. It's sort of like any work situation. You're in a factory and you've got people at various departments and you want to slim down one department and move them to a more productive, more commercially productive department, so too with the actual processes. If you can withdraw a few people from the process, develop a more advanced process, it can improve. And this is the basic things of business process re-engineering, BPR, as it's called. That may no longer be a fashionable term. But this is where you look at a process and you say, hang on, we're just going to look at that for sufficiently long and see if we can actually add some value to it, which is very much different. This is a management view. It's a very much different from people who are organic managers, people who get a management position through contacts and networking and stuff like that, have their own prejudices and come out and they very much filter what they've trained to match with what they already believe. Whereas if you just grab someone and educate them in management, they've got these skills at their hands ready to go. So in this case, looking at the overall SWOT analysis, that's strengths, weaknesses, opportunities and threats, internal and external strategy alignment, in terms of defensive and offensive or proactive and reactive aspects of strategy, you tend to go through that rather than saying, you step back and think about what you're doing, rather than saying, oh look, I've got a podcast, I've got to spend 2 hours putting it out, or I can spend 2 hours and, sorry, 2 hours and 10 minutes putting it out in such a way that I can spend another 10 minutes, that's 2 hours and 20 minutes, and actually eventually over the time get to a point where it takes a couple of seconds to put out a podcast. So we put this forward, and then there's the next step. And so it's, although you can see as the next obvious step from podcasting to create this podcast software and eventually get it out there and work out how it's done and see the things you can do. There's promotion, platforms and things you can do to grow a podcast audience, although that's not the objective there. The actual technology there of being able to cut podcasts, cut audio files up, paste them together and synthesize can be morphed. Now, ideally, you want to morph that into a fully surround, integrated, automated system, so the person's behavior within that automated system generates a conversation back to them, bespoke to their interaction with the system. Ideally, you want to do that. But as a step towards that, you want to basically generate a lesson, a teaching lesson. And you want it, and once you can do that, you can say, well, I can actually get the teaching lesson for the person traveling to the lesson, the person studying, person's traveling through the lesson and attending the lesson. So the same information, you can give it to the straight, give it to them where they challenge their minds and their beliefs in a certain way, and then actually do it. And that requires a little bit of thought, that same information has to be cut up in different ways and arranged in different ways. And that's the latest podcast. And I really quite honestly thought this was going to take a couple of months to crack it. And there's two aspects. Like, it's largely done and dusted. There's a few, I'll run and look for errors, and I've got this error pickup and it's error correction process. So the major errors it picks up is if I haven't tagged the correct things, haven't done the tags correctly, it tells me, and I go back and do the tagging, and the overall management. But a lot of the errors that picked up were like too many to upload, the upload space was too crowded, and it became too crowded and the upload software couldn't handle it. some of these generic things or files, an executive order would be sent to a computer, be sent to a program, but that program wouldn't be synced to the rest of the stuff, so it would wait. Yeah, it would do reasonably quickly, a third of a second, half a second. But if you, in computer time, if you operate in the millisecond, that's a long time, so you have to wait and hold things. And also get it done solutions as required to the more generic solutions. So at the moment, I'm fixed with the photograph at the front. That's the way forward. And pushing out MP3 versus MP4 before files and constructed things. So you've got your overall integrated lesson. And now this is at a point where I have to actually convert that. So I'm now going out the integrated lesson, and there's a few things to learn. Okay, so it's a new technology. There's actually new techniques to learn. And so this is the technique of creating a podcast specifically for quizzes. And it goes in the following structure. The topic area, explanation of the first question, and then the possibilities. Now, if you try and do that the opposite way around, of start the question first, and then think of the possibilities, and then think of the explanation afterwards, that falls apart. Now, and that's sort of reverse order systematic answers. There you go. So that's a reverse order systematic answer, which is the general gist of things, because we have to deal with the tag of the information, which is the end part, and it means there's a lot of work to back things. So this reverse order systematic answer comes from a system analysis of HSC questions. These are school questions, how to best to answer them, with mapping out the cognitive lobe. This actually goes major to the point in that individually for myself there's cognitive load problems, but there's also cognitive load problems in society in general. The actual cognitive load of butcher, baker, candlestick maker, research scientist, that's too much. That's beyond the cognitive load of society to deal with. And again, once you've explained an incorrect way of teaching to people, you've reached the cognitive load of those teachers. That's enough. They can, they've understood the incorrect way, no more, thank you. There may be a correct way, but then they sort of divert useful energy to working out why they should teach it the same way. So we're at the stage now that I have to sit back and think the overall management of the quizzes and how to put them through. And the quizzes are a much more complex beast in that ideally they should go out to... they should be produced like a factory coming through. They should go out, and they should go out through a series of quality control processes before they reach the general audience. So there's a sort of a generic quality control process of getting experts in music and education and timing and practice to actually feedback from the classroom how they're going, and then the actual content is getting the scientists and the experts in the field to come in and quality control. So this is really a new frontier in teaching, in that you've got material for a class, and you're building in a quality control loop much faster and much higher quality than has ever been conceived of before. So this is a technical breakthrough, but we have the generic problem of now, where's research scientists have really successfully done is that they are the necessary people that people with investment money want to see, because people with investment money don't want to buy the most successful store in the shopping centre. they could, but what's more interesting is if they can get another little store which has got the knack of being the next most successful store. And so as the store which is the most successful extracts its value in decline, this can, with some capital money, some future belief, actually receive us being able to find the next big thing. And the art of capitalism is being able to articulate the future and sell the future back in to raise money to get to the future. And so I've got to actually go through a process of commercialization, just to produce it, and normalization, and product releases with it to actually go through. And it's just a little while way off. I've got to actually get the sequence up of getting an expertise sequence with expertise reports. Reports going in, and sort of nominal cash payment for that stuff, which will be paid in arrear to see if that can be go ahead, so that I can actually pay contractual money for success. Different from shares. I think shares are too complicated to go, and there's this long-term investment, because shares focus on people's ability to contribute financial capital in. So their financial capital in, that's a financial balance sheet. For this you need a credit balance sheet, that is a letter notifying that that this is for CVs moving forward to develop the actual capital value, the career capital value of what's going here. So we've got these quizzes, and there's several quality cycles to go in. There's the actual production, education, technique quality cycle, and ideally what you want to do is eventually lock it into metrics, that is, that when people answers it, that they can actually detect the time to answer, the type of answers, the engagement, the learning problems that can come up through here. There's things that I have to do, because reading through here, sometimes, well, a lot of the times, it's really hard to come up with four credible alternatives. And again, I'm in two minds. One is learning a technique to generate, a cheat sheet to actually generate four alternatives to go through, and then or if there's not four alternatives, to actually go down here is what exactly you're doing. Now this is very much different in that this has got an immediate feedback loop with the actual source material there. So it's a methodology for which it is limited, but it can be improved by people adjusting the time, adjusting the music, adjusting the diction. All these small things can go and produce this as a good product, and it has different markets. So in a market which is complete, the school's got heaps of money, heaps of great teachers and heaps of things, that's great. But people say in home education, having access to this is a very important thing to do. So it's going across and actually trying to recognize where you're at in the development cycle. And one of the things is that I really wasn't prepared to develop so much. So there's a series of things I've done. This is in the classroom version, knowing from the experience that people say, I didn't hear it, by repeating it, automatically repeating it. It's a way to go through there. I wanted to provide two scenarios for it. And so that's quite a little bit of programming to actually have the ability to say repeat twice without reprogramming it, so you can go backwards. And so that just requires a few things to actually pull. So for me, in the classroom format, it has a way of asking the questions in bulk, answering the questions in bulk, and explaining the questions in bulk. That way that it gives ability to actually test. Whereas if you're driving along, you actually want question, answer, explanation, all in one bit, because you're going along there in a linear way. Or if you're trying to study it for the first time, or you pick it up for the first time, it's hard to do because you don't know and people are asking you questions. So it's different things that are necessary. So this is a very fundamental thing. What is very interesting is that people sort of floating in doing lots and lots of courses. So there's a lot of money in continuous career education. If you're in the right place, if you're in the wrong place, like me, you'll get no career, like absolutely no external courses or support or anything like that for years, because you're just not within the group of people. So, and this is very hard to communicate to the outside world, because people would assume that people could not possibly comprehend that you would manage things such that it would be difficult for a worker to do their job. But indeed, that is the case. And it's going to be a big challenge to actually do a product launch of it. And I think this is what it is graded product launch. So this is... I'm just trying to think of a mechanism of formal evaluation. A letter saying we'd like you to evaluate it. At the end of the letter, we will give you a letter of thanks, which you can use in various things, and a unsolicited thank you of further cash, commitment of further cash. I think this is going to be difficult to go ahead. I don't know how it goes legally, but in the case that it does get commercialized, such and such, we will deem a gift back to you. We make a commitment of the development of the moral commitment to the gift, and sort of, I don't know how you do that, but I do think there is something from the commercial world, sort of knowing, it's not the share method, but a commitment of giving back. And I think this actually will work better with academics, because academics themselves do not have too much ability to actually take a low information decision, a risk decision to invest and go in on this. So that's my summary of automation at this state, where I'm up to, and I'll go off and try and actually do the next level of quiz going ahead. I'll try and do two or three podcasts a day and one quiz a day. That would be, I think, more than enough to try, and that'll drive everyone around me absolutely spare, and possibly one automation update a week. Thanks a lot for listening. Another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.